Okay. Welcome, Diane. Donna's
Thank
on
you.
Now.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna.
Hi. I'm here, everybody, and you probably heard that I pressed the recording button so we can record everyone. I'm going to also press *5 to mute everybody, and if you would like to speak at any time and it's important to you, press *6 so that you can get on and speak, and then you can press *6 again off when you're through. So I'm going to mute you all now. Okay, can you hear me? Somebody unmute. Let's see, I think I need Cindy to unmute.
I hear you.
Okay, great. Is Cindy Hackenberg there yet? Cindy's supposed to be our hostess tonight, so here's hoping she gets on pretty quick.
In the meanwhile, Karen Kirk had come up with something on the email about
Hi.
David.
Oh, there. We got Cindy?
Yep.
Okay, great. And what were you saying, Donna?
Karen Kirk and Barbara had also read something that David had just sent on the computer about praying for him right now because of they can say it whenever you're interested in hearing it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and do it.
Karen?
Yeah, Sharon, go ahead.
I mean, Karen Kirk.
Karen. Yeah, Karen, go ahead. Hit star.
Okay. Star 6.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. It was an urgent email sent from Boyd saying that we need to pray for David and Deborah Timberlake because they're being attacked by black magic, malintent, negative energies. And so they've asked us to stop what we were doing and pray.
Great. Okay, I will do that right now for us. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call to the entire spirit of the Universal Great White Brotherhood, and in particular, we call to Saint Germain and Portia tonight, Archangel Michael and all the archangels, and all of the hosts of the Lord to take particular notice of David's situation. We call to the cosmic beings and that love us and help us and work with us, and we call for special help for David and Deborah as they are in South Africa now, and for any attacks by negative energies and entities or demons or anything else that does not want them to be there. We call for the removal, the transmutation and complete dissolving of all negative energies, entities, and attacks on these two and on anybody involved with the Heart Center activities in South Africa right now at this very moment. And we all agree together in our hearts as one that this is done. It is finished. It is complete. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Cindy, we'll let you take over.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for being on the broadcast on this class tonight. And tonight we have a wonderful class with Lady Master Portia, the Goddess of Justice. She'll be speaking through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our heart-centered community. She comes in answer to the calls of the righteous for justice on our planet and advises us on what we can do. Now, at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us for a time to hear about further opportunities and activities in which you might want to join us, how to volunteer to serve God through our community, and also take prayer requests and have prayer time, plus any questions you may have about the Heart Center. Now, our mission within our Heart Center community is we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teaching and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystallized communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate and we live and we love as one. Now what I'd like to do is please read with me this opening invocation. And so we'll start now together. We call to the sponsors of the Heart Centered Movement and to beloved Saint Germain and Portia, Archangel Michael and the nine choirs of angels of the Most High God, for our protection, direction, and guidance as we experience this class tonight with Portia, Goddess of Justice. Help us, Portia, to apply what we learn and follow your plan to save America. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we will be doing a song. We'll be singing together the song that was sent to you. And you probably already know it. It is God Bless America. And that's number 104 in your songbook, if you have one. This will be our meditation and visualization for tonight's class. So please visualize great angels of light surrounding the families that have come to our country fleeing terrorism. Also, please visualize everyone on phones attending this session surrounded by angels of light protecting all aspects of our class. Now, after this song, Donna will be taking over. So thank you, everyone, and God bless.
Okay. It's downloading. For some reason, my computer is a little slow, so the song is a little slow here to come up. Come on. Well, it's not coming up, so I'm going to ask Barbara. Barbara, I hope you can turn to the song real quick. It's 104.
Yep.
And if you will sing the song for us.
I'm right here.
Okay, great. Go ahead and sing it for us, Barbara. Barbara's
okay.
A great.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. One more time. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you, Barbara. You never know what you're going to get to do.
Thanks,
Donna. All right. Now we're going to have our class, and this is quite amazing. We're going to talk about some things that are happening, some that you know and some that you may not know. And it's going to take about 45 minutes or so. So first I would like to invite Lenore. Lenore, if you're there, hit star 6. And she will just give you a little introduction to Portia, known as the twin flame of Saint Germain and also the goddess of justice. Lenore, are you there? Oh, dear. I hope Lenore hasn't had trouble getting on.
Hello?
Yeah. Lenore, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Okay. Portia is called the goddess of justice and the goddess of opportunity because of thousands of years of service to God on the seventh ray of justice, freedom, mercy, forgiveness, alchemy, and sacred ritual. Representing the sixth ray of service administration on the karmic board, for she keeps the flame of justice and opportunity on behalf of the evolutions of Earth. Beloved Portia is the twin flame of Saint Germain, the Chohan of the seventh ray. On May 1st, 1954, at inner levels, they were officially crowned directors of the seventh dispensation, the 2,000-year cycle known as the Aquarian Age. In past ages of beauty, perfection, and abundance, justice reigned supreme. Before discord began to manifest upon the earth, Portia made her ascension in the light. When mankind's sense of justice became warped, thus causing an imbalance in all she undertook, she could but fold her mantle about her and remain in the great silence in higher realms of consciousness. During these ages, Saint Germain continued to embody on earth while Portia remained in the octaves of light. Upon his ascension from the Rakazi Mansion in 1684, Saint Germain also entered the Great Silence, where his beloved twin flame, whose name he had inscribed in The Merchant of Venice, had long been awaiting his return. Not long thereafter, the beloved Saint Germain was given the dispensation by the Lords of Karma to function in the world of form as an ascended being, having the appearance of an unascended being.
Okay, are you through?
Just one more thing. Excuse me. While in Nirvana, Portia held the balance for Saint Germain's outer world activities, and she remained there until she was needed in this octave to support Saint Germain. So from time to time throughout the course of history, she has been here with us, and we are blessed to have this be one of those cycles. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. Yes, and
you're
she's
welcome.
Active. She's very active in this cycle, as you will find out. You're going to learn quite a bit about her feelings on the whole situation in the United States. So I'm starting it up right now.
I am the goddess of justice, and I descend into the earth this day in answer to the calls of the righteous, for cosmic justice to manifest within this planet, this nation of the United States of America, and within the lives of every citizen and individual abiding here. Dearest ones, today justice is on the march, and this action of justice that I bear on behalf of the Lord God and the 24 elders is a descent both of the mercy of the law and the judgment of the law, as it simply must manifest in this dimension and plane of being, because it is the time for this action to occur. What does this justice bode, you ask? How will this justice manifest within our planet, our nation, and our own lives? This, dearest hearts, is partly up to you, for if you are in alignment with the law of your own higher being, then justice will support everything that you do and all that you are. Yet if you do not live according to the divine principles and precepts of holy love, wisdom, and faith, then justice comes to strip away all that is unreal, all that is unrighteous, all that is not worthy of you as a son or daughter of God. This action begins within every nation at its core. And what is that core but the spirituality of the hearts of her people? And every nation in its core as a foundation based upon its founding documents, the vision and mission foreseen by its leaders. And within these United States of America, as you know, these documents are the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Many, however, having neither studied or even read these documents, know not whereof the founding fathers and mothers originated and sponsored by the Lord God himself through cosmic emissaries, the vision through these documents to co-create the nexus whereby the truth, the life, and the way may be made plain for all citizens abiding here for centuries to come. Therefore, I adjure you each one to read in their entirety these documents, to know them inside and out, to study them even within your study groups, to ascertain how you can be an advocate for both cosmic law and justice within this world. When you know with a certainty who you are within the framework of the founding of the nation in which you were born, and if you have moved therefrom to other nations, then, dearest ones, you have an understanding of why this land is your land and my land and much more. It is God's land. And therefore it is incumbent upon you to know the facts, the articles, the amendments, and to, in a practical way, live your life within this framework of light that is indeed sponsored by many ascended beings, including the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of this nation.
Just briefly, I want to tell you about a class that is starting on Tuesday evening by Marlene Prescott. Her number is, and you may want to write this down, but it's a class on the Constitution and the Declaration. So if you would like to understand it a little better and go to at least one class that she's giving, you could call this number. She won't keep you too late because she has to go to bed early so she can get up about 4 in the morning. Her number, Marlene's number, is 781. Wait, yeah. I guess it's 7. I can't tell here whether it's 78 or 73. I guess it's 731-796-1525. And if you would like to check that number, you can go online to where it says connect, click on connect, which is on the purple banner at the top of our homepage. And one of the things that will come up is other groups and communities under the Heart Center Movement. And her name is there, and she lives in Tennessee, and you'll see her name come up for Hornbeek, Tennessee. And that's her number. It's either 73 or 781, 796. 15.
It's 731, Donna. I know that.
Okay, good. 731-796-1525. And it'll be on Tuesday evenings. So here we go again.
If you truly desire to be considered a citizen then you must vote. You must make your word and your will, one with God's will, count in the marketplace of ideas, in the practical manifestation of how your voice can work for you and for God to bring about God's holy will, wisdom, and love within the earth through your representatives. And when those representatives do not speak on your behalf, then you must find recourse. You must address them directly and state through factual and with an earnest and appropriate language that which you see as a way to move, to bring about that redress through the facilitation of the light through them and through you.
All right. Briefly, I want to stop here to tell you about something that is happening in our country that very few people realize. We first heard about the possibility of something like this way back in the 60s, and we would hear about the fact that we were or could be subliminally controlled by advertisements coming through the television and how we end up buying things or being drawn towards things by subliminal control and messages that we're unaware of. Well, this ended. Nobody talked about it for many years. And then I hired an employee in 2011 who does a fantastic job for me when he is not under direct remote neural monitoring. Last year I learned that he is being followed and somewhat controlled by a computerized satellite owned by Salem Radio Representatives of North Carolina. This satellite is being directly controlled by a company now in the Dallas area who received a grant years ago to practice experimental remote neural monitoring. And if you want to Google this and learn a lot more about it, write this down: remote neural monitoring. Neural is spelled N-E-U-R-A-L. This remote neural monitoring is done on people all over our planet. It's occurring in numerous places, and it has become more sophisticated through the years. Now, the computers that the government uses and the powers that be or were use are very, very powerful. They can look into somebody's body as though it were an X-ray. They can control their movements. They can put them to bed or wake them up. They can do things that are much more powerful than subliminal suggestion. The powers that be or were want to continue using these to control people, both subliminally and directly, as they see fit. This will be coming to an end, we trust, in the near future, maybe not until after the election, if the current administration is removed. Even Saint Germain said recently that if illegal technology doesn't come to an end soon, there will be some horrendous results, calamities, and sort of whatever it takes to put an end to it. Maybe the satellites that we have over us will come tumbling down. But I wanted you to know about this and write it down for prayer, because this takes away freedom of thinking. It makes people do things that they didn't agree with. One of the recent massacres that occurred, one of the men that was interviewed said, "I kept hearing this voice telling me to do it." Well, what did the police say? "Oh, well, he's schizophrenic." But he said, "Now the voice is gone, now that I've done it." And so there are situations like this, and I don't want to carry on about it, but I wanted you to be aware. So now we will go on.
You see, blessed ones, many have long ago given away their power, the power of the vote, the power of the voice. They have not understand the dynamics of justice through the will of the people, the will of the individual citizen. And therefore they then blame everyone else except self for what they see transpiring within the world. When, with the voice of God, the will of God, the energy of God, They could have made God's will through them known to many and broadcast it and manifest it and therefore changed the destiny of what could be unto a higher course of action and manifestation. You have the science and the power of the spoken word in your spiritual toolkit, and you use it daily. And yet, dearest ones, there is more that you individually can do to bring about cosmic and divine justice in this world. Therefore, I will hold a class through the election cycle within the sacred retreat of the Universal White Brotherhood at the Royal Teton over Wyoming. And I will allow you to see the patterns of what has transpired, what is transpiring, and what could transpire based on cosmic law, based on the choices of this people, based on their voting, based on many points of consideration.
Just briefly, I want to tell you, this class is going on now. All you have to do is call to your higher self before you go to sleep and say, take me to Porsche's class where I will learn what's going on and what and how to deal with it. And you will learn it at a subconscious level, and then you can pray also that you will remember little bits of what you learned throughout the day, or that at least you will make the right decisions.
And when you see all that is at play, all that could manifest through your leaders, you will be, I pray, emphatically moved to act in a new and more dynamic means to be that voice of God in action in your world, blessed hearts. Truly it is an opportunity at this time upon earth for you to make your mark within the earth, and that mark may be with Mark Prophet, your Lanello, great if you choose to so make it. And how can you make it? In the greatest way, you ask. It is through the directed stream of your consciousness applied through the law of your own being in the power of God manifest through the word, the will, and the love in balance within your heart. It is through direct action in cooperation and collaboration with other leaders of spiritual movements, other light bearers, heart friends, that you are beginning to meet and greet in many ways through various resources that we are inspiring upon you and that we will continue to inspire upon you to engage in. It is through concerted action in your teams, within your local heart friends groups and heart centers, to bring the will of God and the divine justice of his, her, holy equation of light into manifestation. You are not required to demonstrate publicly, dearest ones, in many cases, and yet there may be times when you are directed from within to take your stand for the light, to visit those places where your representatives meet, and to make your voice heard. Yet, for initiates of the sacred fire, the daily word through sacred invocation is the greatest means whereby the light from heaven may be drawn into this earth through the power of the Logos, for the cleaving asunder of all that is unreal from that which is true and divine and holy, and for the exposure of that which must simply not manifest within your world.
Very quickly, I'm going to give you my phone number. And any of you that would like to get news from the I call them the underground newspapers, but actually they're just online news sources. All you have to do, in fact, is Google online news sources, and you will hear a whole lot of things with pictures, quotes, the whole works, that you will not hear on Fox News, CBS, CNBC, ABC, NBC. You won't hear any of this, and you will get the truth. For instance, did you know that the people that demonstrated at Trump's rallies were being paid, and there were ads on Craigslist where they were offered $16 to demonstrate? They did not always know why, but some of the underground news people went and interviewed and asked them what they were demonstrating for and what they were told, and it was absolutely amazing. They found that most of the people that paid for these demonstrators to come out and told them to act wild and to cause a lot of problems for $16 and to carry certain signs, they found that this came from a man named George Soros, and he is doing it because he is very, very close friends with Hillary. In fact, her daughter was married on his mansion grounds, garden area. And there is a lot more I could tell you about that, but I truly feel George Soros may be one of the most evil people on our planet, and you should learn more about it. If you'd like to learn more and get on my list, I circulate. I have a group list that's pretty good sized, and we share with each other what we have found out so that we know. And this is a very important thing, as you have just heard from Portia.
Now many of you are considering the current candidates for the office of President of these United States of America, and you do not yet have quite the final two within the major parties that will be before you to consider. Yet the handwriting is on the wall, and yet I have something to say to the Justice Department of these United States of America. And yes, I will say it directly to you. When the Federal Bureau of Investigation brings the findings of their recent discoveries and investigations regarding Hillary Clinton to you and make their recommendation, if you do not follow their recommendation, then I say, woe, woe, woe unto you in the office of President, in the office of the Commander-in-Chief. Woe, woe, woe unto you in the office of the Justice Department. I am calling you to task, the former and the current representatives within that office of the Attorney General. And I say, if you do not align yourself with the laws of cosmic jurisprudence, if you do not listen to the voice of higher reason, then a great judgment will descend upon this nation and her people, and especially those within the greater Washington, D.C. area. And I say you will not desire to know what that judgment is, and yet the hand of the Lord God speaks through me this day through this warning. And the American people will call to task through prayer, through fasting, you, the so-called leaders of this people, and there will be an action so great that all will know it.
Okay, he was saying that to the Justice Department, but we have heard, so we know what to pray for. Now I want to read to you a couple of interesting things. Just recently a man died. His name was John Ash. He was a UN official. Ash was facing trial for tax fraud. He died Wednesday afternoon in his house in Westchester County. The UN said he'd had a heart attack, but the local Dobbs Ferry police said that his throat had been crushed. Ash was due in court Monday along with a co-defendant named Nig Lap Singh, who was one of the what they call the bag men for the Clintons. He's charged with smuggling, along with Ash's charged with smuggling, $4.5 million into the U.S. since 2013 and lying about it with Nig. Nig was identified in a 1998 Senate report as a source of hundreds of thousands of dollars illegally funneled through an Arkansas restaurant owner while the Clintons were Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas. They had visited the White House several times for Democratic fundraising events, and they were photographed with the president and his wife at that time, Bill Clinton. One source told me, during the trial, the prosecutors would have linked Ash to the Clinton bagman, Nig, who has been excused for some reason from any charges. It would have been very embarrassing to the Clintons, and Ash's death was conveniently timed, possibly to protect Mrs. Clinton and her campaign. And here's something else that I got from one of these newspapers. Before you say you won't vote for whomever is nominated, consider this. Consider the Supreme Court of the United States. Some people have brought up the fact that they won't vote for the Republican nominee, and they won't vote. They may not want to vote for the Democratic nominee because they don't like either one. Consider this. Justice Scalia's seat is vacant, and he died rather mysteriously without a pathology report or direct contact with an authorized medical person that proclaimed why he died. In fact, it was simply done by telephone by the man who is in charge of the lodge where he stayed. Ginsburg is 82. Kennedy is 79. Breyer is 77. Thomas is 67. The data shows that the average age of a Supreme Court retirement or death occurs after age 75. So there are five people that are going to die in the next, probably during this next 10 or 8 years. The next president will have the power to potentially create a 7-2 Supreme Court skewed in his ideology. If the next president appoints five young justices, it will almost guarantee control of the Supreme Court, which at this point is very liberal, and the control will last for an entire generation. Hillary Clinton has made it clear she will use the Supreme Court to go after the Second Amendment. She has literally said that the Supreme Court was wrong in its decision stating that the court should overturn and remove the individual right to protect themselves. Anyone and everyone who is saying that they won't vote for one candidate or the other, if they are the GOP nominee, this man says, and this is not me saying this, this is a, I'm not trying to influence anybody here, I'm just reading this. Please realize this. If Hillary Clinton wins and gets to make these appointments, you likely will never see another conservative victory at the Supreme Court level for the rest of your life. Whoever is the GOP nominee is somebody to be considered. Remember Romney? 3 million conservatives who had voted for McCain did not cast a vote for Romney because they did not like him for whatever reason. And the result was 4 additional years of the current president. And one final thought. Hillary is already on the record as saying that her buddy, Barack Obama, would make a great Supreme Court justice. It's food for thought. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with what has been happening to our planet and what the masters are warning us about. So now we will go on.
Having said this, if you obey the word, the wisdom and the love, and the law of God, through the righteous leader within that office of the head of the FBI, then the American people awakened to the truth of what has transpired and the infamy that has manifest within the State Department will make the righteous choice and move forward in the will of God for a new course to be made for this nation and her people. Now I do not this day publicly advocate any particular candidate for the office of the United States of America. And yet I say that if that one through whom great infamy has occurred somehow comes into this office, which is sanctified by the Lord God, then woe, woe, woe to this nation and her people.
One more thing I want to read here. The Arlington National Cemetery Memorial, the speech that's on it was written by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. And during this past administration, a very important little four words were removed. Let me read this. "Wait a minute," she said. They left out the end of the quote. They left out the most important part. Roosevelt ended the message with, "So help us God." Her husband said, "You are probably right. We're not supposed to say things like that now." "I know I'm right," she insisted. "I remember the speech." The two looked dismayed. They shook their heads sadly and walked away. Listening to their conversation, I thought to myself, well, it has been over 50 years. She's probably forgotten. But she had not forgotten. She was right. I went home and pulled out the book my book club is reading, Flags of Our Fathers by James Bradley. Right there it was on page 58. Roosevelt's speech to the nation ends in, "So help us God," removed by the current administration.
Be forewarned this day, O America, of what is on the horizon of the manipulation of the money changers and the banking systems, even beyond Wall Street, harking back to Europe and the houses of those families who have attempted to control the very destiny of the souls of people throughout this world through their manipulation of currency, of the banking institutions in general, and especially of the national banks and of the World Bank. By the action of justice this day, there is a descent of 10,000 legions of light, an answer to a call made yesterday by this, your messenger, David Christopher Lewis. And this action has resulted in the binding of many on the inner and will result in this light of justice descending physically to expose the infamy, the treachery, the abomination that is manifest year after year, decade after decade, for centuries now, since that Adam Weishaupt has concocted his plan for the deviltry of Satan and Lucifer themselves to manifest upon this world. Bind, bind, bind this day by the power of the Lord God all those who have set themselves in the seat of the scornful to despite that which God, the Lord God, has manifest as the co-creative power within the sons and daughters of God to manifest their divine destiny within this earth.
I'm going to read you another quote here by a medical doctor in Germany. She says, "Yesterday at the hospital, we had a meeting about how the situation here and at other Munich hospitals is unsuitable, is unsustainable. Clinics cannot handle the number of migrant medical emergencies." I'm saying this, by the way, for any of you who are in the medical field, doctors, nurses, anybody that might identify with this. Many immigrants are refusing treatment by female staff. And we women are now refusing to go among those migrants. Relations between the staff and migrants are going from bad to worse. Since last weekend, migrants going to the hospitals must now be accompanied by police with canine units to protect the doctors, nurses, and medical staff. Many migrants have AIDS, syphilis, open TB, and exotic diseases that we in Europe have not had to treat before. If they receive a prescription, they suddenly learn they have to pay cash. This leads to unbelievable outbursts, especially when it is about drugs for the children. They abandon the children and leave them with us and say, you take care of them then. We ask openly, where are all those who welcome the migrants in front of TV cameras with signs at train stations? Now, the number of unemployed in Germany is 3.5 million. Most of these people are completely unemployable. Only a small minimum of them have any education. What is more, their women usually do not work, and most of them are pregnant. Hundreds of thousands of them have brought along infants and little children under six, emaciated and needy. If this continues and Germany reopens its borders, I am going home to the Czech Republic. I am going home because I'm afraid what happened to a doctor and nurse recently will happen to me. In a hospital near the Rhine, immigrants attacked the staff with knives after they had handed over an eight-month-old baby on the brink of death who they dragged across half of Europe for 3 months. The child died 2 days later despite having received top care at one of the best pediatric clinics in Germany. The pediatric physician required surgery to recover from their attack of knives, and the two nurses are still recovering in the ICU. Nobody has been punished for what they did. The local press is forbidden to write about it, so we can only inform you through email. What would have happened to a German if he had stabbed a doctor and nurses with a knife? Or if he had flung his own syphilis-infected urine into the faces of the nurses and so threatened her with an infection? At a minimum, he would have gone straight to jail.
You fallen angels and embodiment, have no power over the children of the sun, the light bearers within the earth. And this day you are called to task. The judgment descends upon that which you have done. And there is a constricting action upon you as the light that you have misused is withdrawn. And in a sense, you are placed under arrest at the hands of K-17, the legions of cosmic justice and judgment, through the intercession of these angels of the sacred fire. This action many of you have prayed for in one way or another for many years. And therefore it has come and manifest at the hand of the Lord God through me this day. And I pray that each of you will consider the choices at hand, your lives, for the duration of this incarnation, and what you can do to strengthen your support of our collective mission for planetary freedom and justice, liberty, and divine equality under cosmic law. When each day you awaken and consecrate your life again to God, your day to the Lord, the light is manifest through you. Love incarnates through your heart. Peace is manifest within your aura and home and nation. And the way is made clear and clean for you to walk upon that path of light with your sponsoring masters, your guardian angels, to deliver all that you can to benefit life and to save sentient beings from suffering, pain and anguish, sorrow, and the decay of their very souls. Know, blessed ones, that all of your efforts have borne fruit, that every vestige of energy that you have invoked, every dream that you have dreamt and are attempting to realize through conscious works may still manifest because of your oneness with your source, your alignment with God within you. When you go within to contact the divine light, when you invoke that light, sing your praises of devotion and adoration, and give your all in service and in harmonious acts of kindness, then justice is manifest through you, and we can truly say that we are proud in a divine sense of who you are, what you have self-realized, and all that you are tending to each day to glorify God through your conscious lives. Truly, dearest ones, it is a great time to be living upon earth, to see just how the hand of God will play out through his emissaries, through her divine participants, to bring about the highest manifestation of light, worlds without end. It begins within you. It is nurtured through your givingness, through your soul journey back to your source. And when you attend to the little details of life, reverently, victoriously, earnestly, we are there working through you. We are there loving through you. We are there radiating the light through you to bring about cosmic justice, freedom, liberty, and divine equality. Many attempt to make everyone equal financially, and this is not the way of heaven. For even as Jesus has said, the poor ye shall have with you always. All that transpires upon this world is based on cosmic law, the law of cause and effect. And you cannot mandate that every individual will be exactly the same or should have the same resources. What each one has is based upon their past choices, the law of karma, the cosmic circle. Therefore, consider this in the introduction of new laws.
All right, now some good news. I conglomerated a whole lot of people that I respect online, like Dr. Modi and Patricia Coda Robles, a lot of what Metatron says, a group called the Watchers, whose spokesman is Matthew. And here's basically what they say. Earth's energy field of potential is teeming with activity that reflects ever-rising vibrations. And if we were asked to describe in one word what we are mostly observing, it would be thrilling. It would be encouraging. Upheavals will continue for a while as the Illuminati make last gasp efforts to retain their slim toehold. But the intensifying light spills their doom and is paving the way for changes that can be welcomed by a chorus of hallelujahs. Some have asked why God lets abhorrent situations continue. Dear ones, this is with sound reason. Interference would deny countless souls the karmic experience they chose so they can evolve, and evolvement is the goal of every soul in every lifetime. What God's emissaries are permitted to do is send all souls love light, the most powerful force in the cosmos, to open hearts and minds, give solace to the grieving, courage to the faltering, hope to the struggling, momentum to the newly awakened. Earth is a schoolhouse, and an excellent one. It provides all of the lesson elements that a third density populace that still remains to grow spiritually and consciously. You are bringing to light what is adversely affecting life on Earth. So, folks, this is what you're doing if you're doing it. And part of that doing has to do with getting on our broadcast, praying with us, because there is power in numbers. So we are motivating others to see the light and join forces, she says. Not all people will. Those who choose to stay within third density limitations will ridicule or scorn you. Ignore it. The light of your perseverance will continue spreading throughout the world until all people are living peaceably, cooperatively, prosperously, and in harmony with Almighty God.
We can say as a whole that you do not require more laws. You require more light, understanding, and alignment with the eternal laws of God, all based on the law of love and the golden rule. When there are lesser laws and more consciousness, you will see a golden crystal age dawning. When all attend to the things of the spirit within themselves first, before they judge others, or even judge their leaders, then righteousness manifests, and the law of true beingness is profused throughout the land. Remember this in your personal statements about this or that candidate. You know not all that is or has been within the lives and the past incarnations of these various leaders. Many judge unrighteously because they trust the media, which in this hour, as a whole, is purveying the lie itself of Lucifer and of Satan through the illusory quasi-understanding of what is transpiring. The media has become the massage of their message, of what they attempt to coerce those who look to them into believing and accepting. Why? Because they know not the truth, the way, and the light of the living Christ, the living Buddha, the living Divine Mother, and their attempts to create and sustain this illusion have caused a great pall over the people and a darkness over the land now for many, many decades. It is time that this pall be wiped clean by the descent of truth, justice, and divine liberty. Therefore, in answer to my call this day, the goddess of truth herself stands within these United States, and she too attends, Pallas Athena, to what is transpiring, and she will ramp up the light and the heat of cosmic reality through the exposure of what has been done in secret now, or has not fully come to light through the media, which must be known for the people to judge righteously.
That is why I urge all of you to get online and go to Google or your search engine and put in online news sources, or give me your email address, and I will put you in the group that will get as much as I can forward to you as I can. I try not to forward too much, but I do have some important things, many things that I could have shared tonight, but there's no time.
Pallas Athena adjures you to be truthful at all costs, first within self, and then and everything that you speak, when you can truly say, dearest ones, that you have spoken only the truth through divine righteousness and aligning yourself with the Logos, than as a disciple of the great goddess of truth. You can be an advocate for her message, her words, her light to go forth for greater exposures of darkness and greater exposures of light. You see, when you invoke the Emerald Ray through the light of Cyclopea, in addition to the exposure of darkness, there is a release of light to counteract and to opaque that darkness with its great brilliance of solar joy. Yes, blessed hearts, consider all when you arise each day that is before you to accomplish. And when you move through your day, attending to the inner voice, speaking words of love, support, encouragement, and justice, then many gods and goddesses will support you and advocate for you before the cosmic councils of light, the 420 elders, the karmic board, and your own personal representative, your guardian angel, your sponsoring master. Finally, beloved Saint Germain comes to this nation and her people in support of the light of freedom. He stands in Washington, D.C. this day. He stands in Chicago. He stands in Mount Shasta. He stands here with you in Livingston. The light of divine love through his fiery heart is blazing forth in encouragement of you to maintain your path of righteousness, your path of loving all with the greatest love that you can employ. For dearest one's love is the key behind the outpicturing of truth, of liberty, and of justice. It is when love is front and center and present in your life that I am there working on behalf of you, when the goddess of liberty and Portia herself with Saint Germain align themselves with your mission to bless you again and again on your path of light, and to blaze forth the violet light as an accelerated action of violet fire mercy, of loving mercy, for the restoration of all that is beautiful, divine, holy, and principled in this and every nation.
And since we don't want to go over time, I want to just read this last little part that Portia says. Actually, I found the same thing repeated by all of these other sources that I looked up. Saint Germain is your greatest advocate with his beloved Portia during the coming golden crystal age of Aquarius, for they are the cosmic initiates who contribute the greatest resources from their causal bodies to employ that light of love to forestall darkness and to incarnate light in all of its aspects, virtues, and qualities. And somebody asked, what happens to the people that go out there and do the shootings? Here's the answer. Depending on the mental condition and karma of shooters who died or committed suicide, as you know, there's a lot of them doing that, either they received customized healing in heaven and spiritual assistance during their life print review, followed by remedial learning sessions, or they entered the very lowest layer. As most of you know, there's 33 layers up, levels going up and 33 levels going down. So in the lowest level, they endure a very painful life print review and will experience severe harshness in one or more other lifetimes. And this is why you wonder sometimes why some beings experience such harshness. Sometimes they're there because they are simply completing their karma. The same procedures await perpetrators who are caught, and the same procedures await the powers that be who refuse to bend the knee. The unequaled power of light that has rent the Illuminati's global network into tattered fragments also is undergirding planetary and personal ascension into the fullness of Earth's golden, crystal golden age. When those who have done humanity an egregious disservice do become publicly known, please see them, quote, through God's eyes, end quote. This doesn't mean condoning their actions or wanting them to forego justice. It means that you will uplift yourselves and the world by sending light to those individuals rather than desiring their punishment. The light does not free them, but it convicts them in their hearts. The impartial, non-judgmental, and unavoidable laws of the universe will meet justice to them in a spirit world where the energy matches their bad deeds. Regarding people who refuse to stay aware of world happenings, we cannot recommend being unaware of what is happening. Now, you will meet people every day that'll say, the news is so bad, I just can't stand to watch it. I just don't ever turn it on. And there are other people that leave it on all day. Well, personally, I can only watch a certain amount myself. I watch a little bit to see what the media has to say, and then I look, I read the emails that I get from the groups that I am tied in with that has that also read the online news reports, and then I reread this kind of thing that I just shared with you to lift up my spirits, and I thank God that it's all under His control and that things are all going to work out well in the end. All things work together for good for them who love God and do according to His will. It said, one says, when you came to earth, you knew what you would encounter and that you would be well fortified with spiritual strength, wisdom, and guides and helpers to accomplish your mission, to help the people awaken from third density consciousness and in so doing further your own evolvement and growth. Your effectiveness will be limited if you don't know what's going on. You cannot be ignorant. That itself takes you down. Understand that most people in heart-wrenching circumstances are completing karmic lessons so they can evolve, and that will let you feel compassion for them and respect their choices. Some persons accepted unusually difficult experiences to reduce the karmic load of souls with whom they share love bonds. Others are dealing with more difficulties than they perhaps chose in their contracts. In either case, those souls are making a grand leap forward on their spiritual pathway upward. Your invaluable influence is the light, which is the same as love. When people refer to the Great White Brotherhood, what they really mean is the Great Light Brotherhood. The Brotherhood used that word white simply to mean light or absence of all of the other influences. You send forth love and light by living in godly ways. What happens on earth affects everything else in the universe. Thus, the ripple effects of your light, your love, and your efforts on God's behalf are immeasurable. There are promising developments now in clean energy, health care, transportation, and environmental protection and restoration. And dedicated efforts are being made on behalf of animal rights and fairness in judicial systems. Small enterprises are raising living standards in communities around the world. Cities are restoring blighted areas. Education and training programs are becoming available for new kinds of employment, and innovations are making inroads in other significant areas. For example, the arts are being made more accessible to young people. Light workers, light bearers, have been indispensable in helping society move this far along the bumpy road of progress. Indeed, much more must be accomplished worldwide and shall be. Change starts at grassroots levels. The pace is steady, and it's picking up steam in some vital areas and lagging or zigzagging where the Illuminati still have a say or are hanging on, but their time is running out. The indomitable spirit of people who want peace and justice for all to share in the world's abundance shall prevail. Higher beings, cosmic beings, loving masters and angels throughout this universe are cheering you onward and upward. So do your part. Know that you are surrounded with unconditional love if you do your part. And with that, we will conclude. And Sharon, are you still there? Sharon Wallace? If you're there, I would like you just to give a closing prayer to seal our class. And if you're not there, then Donna, would you please do it? Donna Dreegan.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is Sharon there?
I don't think she is.
All right. In the name I am that I am, we call to all of the host of heaven, especially to Saint Germain and Portia this night. And we ask for the help, especially for David Lewis and Deborah Timberlake and all of the people, Ralph Ratz and all the people in Cape Town. Please protect them, seal them from any harm, any witchcraft, any negativity, and be with all of us tonight as we go to Portia's retreat to learn. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Thank you. And Dwayne, could you go ahead and share current announcements for anybody that would like to know what's going on in the Heart Center movement? Dwayne, are you there? Okay, if she's not there, then we will continue on, and I would like to invite anyone who has any questions about what we heard tonight to feel free to ask them now, and our team will answer as best we can. And we also invite you to take part in our prayer session, which we're going to do in just a couple of minutes. I have about 9:13, so we will try to go no longer than 9:30.
Donna, I also asked at the beginning if anyone wanted to be contacted to please give me their name and the last four digits of their telephone number.
Oh, good, yes.
And I said if they couldn't do it then they could do it now.
Yes. If anybody would like to be contacted, okay, now this does not mean we're going to call you every day. This means we'll only call you when you would like. We can call you once a month. We can call you once every 2 months. Just to let you know what's happening, because I know not all of you are able to see it on your computer, or you may not have a computer, or you may not have access to the one family computer, something like that. So, yes, please do that.
This is Rebecca. Anyway, I sent for a bunch of catalogs. I've been trying to pass them out at church. It's just from C. Crane that sells radios. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the TV, you get, you know, programmed scenario for what they want you to know, but if you listen to the radio, at least there's some difference of opinion, conservative opinion, and people call in with different ideas. One of the things they've been debating in Texas about, a third of the people would like to secede. We probably won't do that, you know, until after the election, but there's some terrible things going on, and we need some prayer about preventing Obama from doing something in December, November, December. He's trying to get us into what's called a Trans-Pacific partnership with 14 different nations, but it would allow a bunch of people to come over here groups and bring their own law, and everything would have to be judged in the world court, and we certainly don't want that. We'd like to have our own laws in the United States.
That's right. Let's see. Barbara, can you write down prayer requests? That would be a good prayer request. Barbara, we'll let you take over.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Hi,
I do have a prayer request myself, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Real quick.
You go ahead.
Okay. Somebody else just spoke up.
This is Julie. Julie Purden.
Hi.
Hi. How is everybody? I'm so thankful and grateful to be with all of you tonight. And I wanted to say when we experienced Portia's prayer, heart stream, we were so excited and grateful to hear what she had to say because we're actually starting a radio show here, Wayne and I, here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's at 1100 a.m. KFNX on a.m. in the morning, 11 a.m. to noon on Saturday mornings, every Saturday, and we're going to be talking about God and country. That's the name of our show, and we'll be talking about how God is absent from our country right now from all the practices, anti and godless practices, especially in politics, but in other areas, throughout, education, et cetera, throughout our country. And this, of course, affects the world too. And we're going to be talking about how people today worship the false gods of this human realm, which are the seven deadly sins, and not worshiping the one true God, and filling their spirits with light and love, but they're filling their human desires with pride and greed and anger and envy and gluttony and sloth and lust. So they're feeding their human selves all these different finite gods that give them a little bit of a good feeling for a while, but then they're left with nothing. And yet if they worship the one true God of eternal light, their souls and spiritual beings are filled with light eternally, and they don't have to look to these earthly gods for sustenance because their spirits are filled to the brim with the ecstasy of God. So we're hoping to show how that's so manifest in today's society and what we can do to bring forth the worship of the one true God back into the United States.
Wow,
well, that's good.
Thank you. So we're hoping everybody can listen who's around in this neighborhood.
Yeah, you can listen online at 1100kfnx.com.
K
as in kite, F as in father, N as in Nancy, and X as in X-ray. KFNX.
Well,
yeah.
1100 before the.
NX.
Okay, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Barbara, you have
radio.
That?
Yes, I have. I've written that down. 1100kfnx.com.
Right. We
and
will
it's
be.
11:00 Pacific time.
Okay.
Next.
Pacific
what time?
Time?
Pacific time.
Yeah.
11,
uh-huh.
11 to noon Pacific time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, on Saturday, every Saturday morning. And, of course, Wayne's going to be, I mean, he's done all kinds of things so far to help get this off the ground. And he might be joining me as a host also. Right now, I'm represented as the host, but he could also be a co-host with me, because his knowledge is so extensive about the different practices of contacting and being one with the God of the Spirit of light and love. And we'll be taking all the issues of the day, of the world and of the country, and showing how we can use. We can make calls and pray for God's will to be done and help people to see to contact God as the answer to the problems in the world.
That's fantastic. a whole lot of people listen to news like this on the radio because they'll be out working on their car. They'll be driving somewhere. They might be out gardening. They take their radio out there. This is a fantastic thing to do, just as the Goddess of Justice said.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have a radio, you can order from ccrane.com. And
I think most people have one. But that's good. Okay,
yeah, and we have a website, too. What's the name of the website, Wayne?
Just go to the kfnx.com website and go to the program lineup and scroll down to Saturday 11.
Great. Okay. We got it. And we will put this in our prayer request tonight, too. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you.
Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, you had a prayer request. Let's get that one.
Yes, I'm going to a neurosurgeon on the 13th, and I have a cyst on my sacrum, and whatever it is contracts the muscles in the back of my legs and my buttocks, and even there's pain in my rectum. But anyway, it makes my legs contracted and hurt quite a bit. I hope whatever it is can be cut off so my nerves are loosened up.
Okay. That down here. You have a cyst on your sacrum, and you're going to see a neurosurgeon on what day?
The 13th.
13th of July. Okay, got it.
Yes, hopefully he can decide what to do.
Oh, I'm sure they will. We will be praying that they will. Okay, other prayer requests tonight?
This is Catherine Shade.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes, I'm asking for prayers for my father. He has a very large aneurysm, and he's due for surgery August 1st with a custom stent.
Aneurysm.
A custom stent.
He's due for surgery on a very, very large aneurysm, so we want him to, you know, make it that long.
Where is this aneurysm?
It's an abdominal aorta. It's the
abdominal area. Okay, the abdominal aorta?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're writing.
And his name is Paul Seek.
Paul? How do you spell his last
name? S-I-E-C-K.
C-K. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long wait for the custom stent. It had to come from Australia.
My goodness.
And it's been, you know, we haven't known whether he would make it, you know, the next day. But he's got to make it to the surgery and through the surgery.
Right.
Is there a day scheduled for the surgery now?
Yes, August 1st.
August 1. Okay. All right. Got that.
Okay, other prayer requests?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee, and also one of the things I wanted to say is that Soros he is about to bring America down. This is one of his prime objectives because he, like you said, he's very, very evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to pray for America, and then also we need to pray for people for guidance when that they do vote, because there is a lot of critical issues as you have stated, and so this is not something to take lightly.
So you're right.
That's one of the things that I would like to say. Then my prayer request is for my daughter Terry, because they replaced her hip on her right side, but when they were doing the surgery, they broke the femur bone, I think it was, and they had to wire it, and so she's having a difficult time recovering because it's hurting her, and she's uncomfortable, and it's been a month now, so I just pray for her total and whole and perfect healing.
We will pray for Terry's healing. Now, that's on her right side.
Yes, and she is in Tucson.
Huskies in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate
that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Art, speaking of the movers and shakers, the movers and shakers of this time of the elections, I've thought of this one. Hillary might have a lot of skeletons in her closet, but Trump sure hasn't dealt with his psychology very well. Elizabeth Fairprop said
he's
that
he's not a politician, so he is very unpolitically correct. That's for sure. But
yeah.
We don't know what his lives were, and we don't know what his life this time was meant to be. There are a number of people, however, that come from various evangelical and other churches that think that they are prophetic, and they say he was meant to come to do what he's going to do because it's going to turn things upside down, and neither the Republican or the Democrat establishments like him, which makes him all the more interesting, I would
say.
That's
because he can't be bought.
That's right.
That's because he can't be bought. So he's a threat to all those who are corrupt and who are controlling our legislators because they're bought and paid for. As
right.
Every
single one of them is. And whatever you say about Trump or what his values are or his goals are or whatever, he cannot be bought, and it's driving them crazy.
Yes.
All right.
That's...
Let me finish the second half of this. Elizabeth Prophet said we all have to work on our psychology.
Yes.
So you could say some prayers that would find a good psychotherapist to work on the human side, as there are some real things that a good psychologist wouldn't think that should be coming out of Trump's mouth. So because he doesn't feel so egotistical that he wouldn't find a good psychotherapist.
Well,
pray for his protection. There's just a recent book out on King, and it shows how Herbert Hoover and from the FBI paid somebody, and they assassinated him. They assassinated Robert Kennedy, and he was shot from the behind with a member of the inside group, one of his friends, and this man that wrote the book expressed it all through history. You know, the elitists, I guess you might say, had been doing away with leaders all over the world. I mean, ever since Socrates.
That's right.
And so he needs protection.
Yes, we need to pray for his protection and pray for his wisdom and in his insights to grow. He is starting to listen to people because I noticed he is speaking a little bit different now. It's not so much I, me, and I can do this, and I am this, and I am that. So it's going to, I think, improve, and we need to visualize that for him. And we need to also see him and see George Soros and see Hillary, and this is very difficult for me, but we need to see them in love. We need to realize they were probably cute babies. That's what I always do when I'm having trouble loving somebody. I think, well, they were probably a really cute baby when they were about 6 to 8 months old. That's one thing I do. And you can have compassion for their soul, their poor souls. Their souls, see, are quite different than their current personality and their current will. The soul tries to do what they should, but the soul doesn't always win, and that's why we call our sacrum what it is. That's really short for sacred room, because the soul goes down there and hides and hibernates because it gives up. It gives up. And that's what well may have happened with some of the powers that be out there. But thank you, Daniel, for that. You're very right. We need to pray for his psychology and for his growth, his spiritual growth.
Healing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more prayer requests tonight?
Yes, Barbara. I would like prayers for my son, Sam Guccione. He's out of work right now, and he's due to get married first week of December, and he's getting really worried because middle of summer is a lot of people are on vacation, business slows down and whatever, but he hasn't had much luck with interviews or anything, and he's getting worried, and he needs a new job.
Okay, definitely. Okay. We will pray for Sam.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more prayer requests tonight? Okay, we have these six, Julie Purden and Wayne and their new radio station, Rebecca Taylor's The Cyst on Her Sacrum, and seeing the neurosurgeon on the 13th. And correct me, Barb, if I need to add more on any of these. Catherine Shade, her aneurysm. Lee, for her daughter Terry, the right side where her femur was broken. She lives in Tucson. And Daniel, we're going to pray regarding the skeletons in the closet of the two main candidates and for Donald Trump's psychology and wisdom. And for Barbara, her son Sam Guccione, who's out of work. And if there's any more requests, please bring them up now.
Anna, please.
Yes, Anna.
Hi, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Bless you.
I'm still blessed from my heart for the problem.
Your heart?
Yeah, what's the name? I forgot the name. The chambers of my heart.
Oh, you have arrhythmia?
Yeah. Gosh, I forgot what's the name of the stuff. It's too worse.
Your heart real fast?
No, it's just that it's still, you know, sometimes. Yeah, today my pulse was 111.
Mm-hmm. Your pulse was 111. Okay, that's arrhythmia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we will pray. And you're taking magnesium?
Yes, I am. I'm taking the magnesium and a lot of stuff.
Okay, well,
yes.
Be sure you stay, you keep in close touch with your doctor regarding your pulse. And when it starts to beat fast like that, that's a good time to sit down and meditate if you are able, if you're in a place where you can do it, where you can sit down for a few minutes to take deep breaths. You take a deep breath in to the count of four. You hold it to the count of four. You breathe it out to the count of four. And you hold it out to the count of four. That's four steps. Breathe in, hold it, breathe out, hold it, each to the count of four. Do that over and over, and very often your heart will slow down. Another thing that will slow it is just taking a deep breath and holding it to the count of 10. You will find that your pulse immediately slows down because you're just not getting enough oxygen before. And taking a big breath and holding it and pushing it throughout your body will slow down your heart.
Okay.
So do that, and we will pray for your heart situation, Anna.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, Anna.
Okay. Barbara, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. So, Who all do we have on the HeartShare team here tonight? We've got...
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Donna Dregan, Donna Korth, myself. Is there anybody else on the prayer team here now?
I am. Catherine Shade.
Oh, Catherine, you could pray with us if you would like.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Is Lenore still on?
Probably not.
No. Okay. All right, so we got two Donnas, me, and Catherine Shade. Is Cindy Hackenberg still on?
No, she had to go.
She had to go, too. Okay, so I guess we're it. All right, so we got four people, and we've got seven requests here.
Can each take two, and one person can take one.
Okay. Well, the one at the top, the Julie Purden, Julie and Wayne Purden in the radio station, Donna Dregan, I'll ask you to go ahead and take that one, start
okay.
with that one. Okay.
Excuse me, but I've got to go.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
that's
I would...
fine, Catherine. Yeah, we can we can handle it from here if you like.
Okay. Thank you. God bless
Thanks
you.
Thanks for being on.
Yes, thank you, Catherine.
Okay, great. Donna Korth, then you can take Rebecca Taylor's request and Catherine Shade's request.
Okay.
And let's see, and then I'll do Lee Lippert and Daniel's request about Trump and the candidates. And let's see. And Donna, then you can pray about Sam Guccione also, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Me or Donna?
I'm
Donna
sorry.
Donna Dregan can take Sam.
Good.
And then we'll all pray for Anna and her heart problems, okay?
Okay.
And I do Julie Purden, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll start. In the name I am that I am, we call for Saint Germain, Lanello, Lord Lanto, to please overshadow Julie Purden and her radio show starting. When does it start? Every Saturday morning, starting this Saturday, at 11 o'clock to 12 Pacific time, 11 00 KFNX.com. God and country, we pray that everyone will tune in, that everyone will be able to find themselves listening to the radio while they're outside working on the yard, while they're driving, going somewhere. Please let them tune in, especially going somewhere for the 4th of July. Let this be known. Let this be known. We ask this in the name I am that I am. And I ask for Lanello, especially, to help Sam Guccione to find work that he needs, a job. Let him find the perfect thing for him that his live stream needs at this time, and let it be done immediately. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Thank you.
Tonight, in the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, I pray for Rebecca Taylor's situation with the cyst on her sacrum. We thank you that you have her in your hands, and we pray for you to be overseeing her neurosurgeon. We call for the angels of healing. We call to Hilarion and to Servatus and to Raphael and Mary and the mothers of heaven to uplift Rebecca, help her to take good care of herself between now and then and afterwards as she heals. We pray tonight for Catherine Shade's father, who has a severe aneurysm in his abdominal area and will be having surgery on August 1st. We pray for his sustenance at this time, for his perfect well-being. His name is Paul Seek, and we pray that he will be not have any fear, but he will be comforted, calm, and have joy as he looks forward to this whole procedure. And we also pray tonight for Anna. We pray for her to have complete relief from this arrhythmia and for her fast pulse that is concerning her, that she will sit down and do pranayama breathing and visualize the oxygen going throughout her body and slowing down her heartbeat as she receives the increased help to her red blood cells that is required at this time. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.
In the name I am that I am, I call to the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America. I pray for the protection of this nation. I pray for all voters, all citizens in this country to come into alignment with God's will for this nation and to be present and listening and paying attention to what's going on in our country. I also called beloved Lady Francesca and Hilarion, the Lady Master Meta and all of the healing angels, Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, to radiate your emerald green healing light into Lee Lippert's daughter, Terry, in Tucson, Arizona. And I pray for the perfect healing of her broken right femur that was damaged during her recent hip surgery. I pray for the highest outcome of this situation and for her speedy and complete healing. I also pray for the guidance and protection of Donald Trump, of Hillary Clinton, and of all of our nation's elected officials in every capacity, for all members of the Supreme Court. I pray for their complete protection from all negative energies, from all outside influences, for all that would seek the demise or the distortion of the mission of our nation. We pray also most earnestly for Donald Trump to grow within and to work on his psychology. We pray for the protection of the souls of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and all those in the public arena to listen to the call of the Great White Brotherhood and to come into alignment with God's will, wisdom, and love for themselves individually and for this nation. And we know it is done. We pray for the Goddess of Justice, beloved Portia, to be with each and every one who is in public service and to walk with them daily, hourly, to help them be their very best selves at all times. I also call to beloved Cyclopea in Virginia and all the healing angels, to beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to bless and protect my boss, Joseph Hennigan of Jerseyville, Illinois, who's scheduled to have heart surgery on July 13th. I pray for the accurate surgery and for his speedy healing and recovery from this surgery. I also call for the perfect recovery of Dinah Sackman from breast cancer surgery on June 1st. Help her to heal and come back to the best possible health that she can, according to God's will, wisdom, and love. We know you love us, and we thank you so much for all your great love and for your investment in us every single day. Help us to open our arms to your great love, dear Lord, and embody it in all we think and do and say. In the name I am that I am, amen. Amen, amen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, everyone that is still online. We will meet again on July, I think it's 28th. Yeah, or July 26th. No, wait, let's see. Yes, it's July 28th is when we'll have our next
July
time.
July 28th, right. I've got the calendar.
Right. Okay. So thank you, and we didn't get our announcements tonight. I don't know what happened to Dwyn. Maybe she couldn't get on or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we will seal now, and thank you, Barbara, for closing.
Sure.
And we will be praying for each other and all of these things that we wrote down for the following week.
And please continue your prayers for David Lewis and Deborah Timberlake and the Heart Friends in South Africa.
Definitely. We will be praying for all of the South African people, for sure. Okay.
Okay.
Night, everyone.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank
I love you.
Good night.
God bless everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.